want to do is be in this guy's house and offend him. Or he's going to say to this guy, well, you know, it's a little weird, and being a Christian's a little weird, I guess, because he's not going to eat what you're giving him because it was offered to idols, even though an idol is nothing. Who does he offend? Well, the modern seeker-friendly movement wouldn't have any problem with that question. The issue is, however, they get the wrong answer. You know what Paul says? He says, you offend the unbeliever. And do not ever train another believer to ignore his conscience, because you are divesting him of an instrument that God wants to keep sensitive. That's why Paul says that in 1 Corinthians. That's why he says it in Romans. And there's a little bonus. The unbeliever might conclude that if you defer to him and don't love your brother, that it's better to be an unbeliever because you get more love than if you become one of those. The conscience is a critical part of our spiritual life. When the conscience functions as it should, when it's violated, it produces shame, regret, guilt, fear, anxiety, disgrace, anguish, and sometimes even depression. Now, conventional wisdom would say, you better go see a counselor. I'm afraid some people in the evangelical world would say, if you have shame, regret, guilt, fear, anxiety, disgrace, anguish, and depression, you better go see a Christian counselor. You can't allow yourself to be indicted like that. I mean, even if Isaiah in chapter 6 showed up and said, I'm a man of unclean lips, somebody might say to him, you need some counsel. You need some help. You got to think better of yourself. You're the best guy going. You speak, God speaks. You're really not to blame. You got toxic parents, you know, as one writer said. Or you ate too many Twinkies and it's having this effect on you. Or you took a pill, that's why you killed your grandparents, right? There's going to be a quasi-medical or psychological explanation for everything, but this does damage to sensibilities. And it's tantamount to saying to your conscience, shut up, gringo, flipping the switch. In fact, you can get so good at it, Paul says in Philippians 3:19, that with some people, this is really amazing, their glory is in their shame. Boy, now you know that thing is not functioning at all. Their glory is in their shame. Look at the MTV generation. What are they proud about? How base can you get? You think that's new? Go back and read Isaiah 5, where they substitute good for bad and bitter for sweet. The mind